I'm telling you one thing, the Blessing is a wonderful place to live. It's healing, it's prosperity, it's having your needs met, it's peace.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
There is healing in the Word of God. Don't live another day weighed down by sickness and disease. Learn to be set free and live a life overflowing with blessing. Join Gloria Copeland on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Healing is Always God's Will for You.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We're talking about healing. Your healing. God wants you to be well. He wants me to be well. So don't miss any of these broadcasts. I'm just going to repeat a few things from yesterday in Proverbs 3. The Word of God says in the Amplified Bible, "Forget not my law or teaching." Forget it not. The word you forget is the word that's not doing you any good. "But let your heart keep my commandments." Don't forget it. But let your spirit man, your heart, go after doing the Word of God. Now, I told you that. And it's absolutely the truth. When Ken and I began to take the Word of God as though it were true and would work for us, and we began to obey it, our lives began to change. And you know, that's been a lot of years ago, and it's still changing, just more blessing, better and better and better. Now, here's why. For length in verse 2, this is the Amplified of chapter 3. It says, "Forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." You know, you get to where you want to do God's Word. I mean, you know, blessing is in my obeying God, and it becomes not a hard thing or drudgery, but you want more Word. Tell me more Word I can do, Lord, because I'm telling you one thing, the Blessing is a wonderful place to live. It's healing, it's prosperity, it's having your needs met, it's peace. Now, verse 2 says, "For length of days and years of a life worth living," this is the Amplified Bible, "and tranquility inward and outward," that's your circumstances, "continuing through old age till death." So the Bible's saying the blessing continuing through old age till what? Till departure. What is death? Death is when you leave here. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you live in a body. But your departure, when you depart, you're going to leave this body and go to be with the Lord, and then you're going to one day get a new body. Hallelujah. So the blessing through old age, till death, or till you're leaving this body, these shall the Word of God add to you. The Word of God is where healing is. Acting, believing the Word of God. When a symptom comes to you and to your body, learn what to do. Learn how to act in faith on the Word of God and say, "No, you don't, in Jesus' name. I'm not taking a headache. I'm not taking that pain. I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus, and you stop it right now." Glory to God. The words, it says in verse 22, they are life. The Word of God is life to you. To those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Now, I'm telling you, you can't undo that scripture. It's plain. They, the words of God, are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. So it's God's will for us to be on His Word, to receive His Word, to act on His Word, to obey His Word. And those words are healing and health to all their flesh. Now, you don't get that if you're disobedient. You know, if you're living a lifestyle of sin and you know what you're doing is not pleasing to God, it's against His way, it's against His Word, you're not going to get here. Because it's when you obey God and let Him be God in your life. If He says it's wrong, you don't touch it. If He says it's right, you do it. That's when the Word of God is healing and health to all your flesh. You believe the Word. You can't have part of it and not take all of it. You can obey the word and have life and health. If you live a life of disobedience, you're not going to live in supernatural blessing. I can tell you that right now. But God's always ready. When you're ready, He's ready. If you've got things in your life and you know you're not living right, repent of it. That means you let it go. You repent and let the forgiveness and the blessing of God come into you. Say, Lord, forgive me for that sin. I turn my back on it in the name of Jesus, and I receive your forgiveness. Help me, Lord. You know what? The Lord will do it. He'll be right there. Now, verse 23 says, keep this. Now, 22 says, the words, they are life and health to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. This is the Amplified I'm reading. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. Watch what you put in your heart. How do you know what goes in your heart? Whatever goes in your eyes and your ears gets down in your heart. That's what the Scripture teaches. So guard what you put your eyes on. Guard what you put your ears on. Don't feed on the trash of the world. The world's going to hell. I mean, they're going to hell as fast as they can. They don't regard God. They don't care anything about what God says is right and wrong. And you can't depend on them to form your opinions. You got to get in the Word of God. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, with everything you've got. Keep your eyes and your ears in the right place, regarding the right thing. For out of your heart flow the issues, the springs, the Amplified says, are the issues of life. So what goes in your eyes and your ears, the Bible teaches us, gets down in your heart. Out of your heart flow the issues, are the springs of life. So if you put the Word of God in your eyes and your ears, you receive it, you let it live in your heart, then out of your heart's going to come life. But if you put your eyes and your ears on the trash that's in the world, the unbelief, the sin, the bad things, the bad movies, the bad television, if you put that in your eyes and your ears, that's what's going to be in your heart, and there's no life in it, as you could very well figure out. So here's what the Bible says. For they are life. The words are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. It's God's will for our flesh, our body, to be well. Hallelujah. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. This is the Amplified Bible of Proverbs 4:23. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And you know, today, we have things today that they didn't have to deal with 100 years ago. You can turn your television set on and you can watch trash. You can watch junk. You can watch vileness. You can watch all kind of things. You can go to the magazine stand and you can find vileness there. That's not for us. No, we guard our heart. We're not letting that in our eyes and in our ears and get down in our heart. Our heart is how long we live and how well we live depends upon our heart. The issues of life. So this says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. Don't feed your eyes and your ears on trash or it'll get into your heart. And above all that you guard, for out of it, out of your heart, flow the springs of life. That's what we want. We want the issues of life from God coming out of our heart. So what are we going to do? We're going to put our eyes and our ears on the Word of God, on the things of God, on the righteousness of God. Put away, here's what it says. This is the Bible. Proverbs 4 in verse 24 says, put away from you false and dishonest speech. So you could say, put away from you the things that are displeasing to God. Put them away from you. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, willful and contrary talk, talk that's opposite the blessing of God. Put it away from you. You know, the world, they hardly have a vocabulary. I mean, they curse all the time. People, a lot of people you could run across on the street or somewhere like that, out there in the world, they don't even have a vocabulary out of cursing almost. So what are they doing? They're bringing trouble into their lives. They're bringing the curse into their lives. They're damning this. They're damning that. They're damning themselves. They're speaking evil words, curse words. bringing it into their lives. You and I are not going to be that way. We're going to speak words that agree with God's Word. We're going to speak words of faith. And I'll tell you, if you feed on the trash of the world, what goes in your ears and in your eyes, the Bible teaches us, gets down in our heart. And it teaches us, it comes out of our mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the Bible says, the mouth speaks. So you can't do that. You say, well, there wouldn't be anything to watch. Well, you're better off to not watch anything. But however, there are apparatuses that you can buy that takes the cursing out of your TV. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. It's called a curse-free. I think they might have changed the name of it now. I'm not sure. But anyway, it takes the cursing out of what you watch on television. Isn't that amazing? Well, you need to do that or turn it off or do both. You need to turn it off maybe anyway. Keep your heart. Now, this is very, very important. Let's look at 22 again in the Amplified. For they, the words of God, are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard. I mean, you know, you might have valuables that you're guarding. You might think it's important for you to guard those valuables, and it is important. But this says above your diamonds, above your money, above your pearls, above anything in your life, guard your heart. Glory to God. That's what the Bible says. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. Be diligent, vigilant, and above all that you guard, for out of it, out of your heart, flow the springs of life. How do the springs of life come out of your heart? Through your mouth. Whatever you put your eyes and your ears on, if you listen to cursing, if you go to the movies and you watch all that trash, and you listen to cursing and you listen to people curse, I tell you what, if I worked in a place, if it was my job, if my job was in a place where people curse all the time, I'd find another job. I wouldn't let that stuff go in my ears. All the time you hear somebody doing that. I wouldn't let that happen. No, I'd keep and guard my heart with all vigilance and above all that I guard, for out of it are the flow, the springs of life. Believe God. If you're in an atmosphere like that and you don't want to be, believe God to get a new job. Say, Lord, I want out of this trash. I want to go to a place where they speak in favor of you, where they honor you with their words. And I believe I receive the perfect job for me. God will help you. He'll give you a much better job than you've got. So we are to keep and guard our heart. And to do that, we keep and guard our eyes and our ears with all vigilance and above all that we guard. For out of our heart flow the issues or the springs of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, willful and contrary talk, put far away from you. Don't participate in that kind of talk. Don't you curse. Don't you talk disobedient talk and bad talk. No. If you do that, repent and stop it. There have been multitudes of people that have put cursing away. People that cursed every other breath. I'm telling you, that man I'm married to, he used to curse. But he doesn't anymore. You know why? Because he got born again. He found out about the Word. And he stopped it. And I stopped it. I mean, when we were in college, you know everybody cursed. But that didn't make it right, did it? No, we had to stop it. If we want the blessing, we got to get over on the blessing and stop living under the curse. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, willful and contrary talk, put far from you. Let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose, and let your gaze be straight before you. Stay straight. I mean, don't get sidetracked. Don't get pulled over here into this junk or pulled over here into this junk. No, we're walking the walk. We're walking the walk and we're talking the talk. We're straight. We stay straight on the Word of God. Let your eyes look right on. Let your gaze be straight before you. Now listen to this, verse 26. Consider well the path of your feet. If you want to change your lifestyle, and you want to begin to speak right, do right, act right, quit hanging out in places where they don't act right, they don't speak right, and they don't do right. Change your friends if you have to. Be an influence to your friends, that's good. But you don't have to hang out in those places where they're living opposite of what the Bible says. Put away from you false and dishonest speech. Let your and willful and contrary talk put far from you. So whose responsibility is it to straighten out my talk? It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility. I can't do anything about what somebody else says, but I can do something about what I say, and I can quit hanging out where they speak willful and contrary talk and cursing. So it says in verse 26, consider well the path of your feet. So it depends on all these things are easier when you hang out in the right places. I mean, if you're a drug addict and you've been delivered, it's not smart for you to go hang out where they're doing drugs. If you've got foul talk, you talk foul, but you're trying to get it straight, it's not smart for you to go hang out where they curse every other word. No, that's not us. That's not you. Why? You've been born again if you made Jesus the Lord of your life. And so you have a new life to live. Hallelujah. You don't have to go back to those old things, that old life. You're born again. You can hang out where it's blessing and peace. Peace belongs to you. You can't have peace in bad situations and in curse-filled situations. So it says, consider well the path of your feet. Think about where you hang out. Think about what you're doing. Think about where you're surrounding yourself. If you want to come up in life and you want to come up in the blessing and you're tired of living under the curse, put your feet in the right place. Hang out where they honor God and not where they don't honor God. Glory to God. You say, well, yeah, but I'm called over there. Well, if you're called over there, that's one thing. But if you're called over there, you're going to have to be really, really strong. And the righteousness of God is going to have to take over your life so that you can go back into those dens and preach and witness or whatever. And you'll have to be stronger than the influence that's there, or it's not time for you to go back there. Jesus' name. That's a word of wisdom. So it says, consider well the path of your feet and let all your ways, this is to you and me, let all your ways be established and ordered aright. Glory to God. My. If we want to walk in the blessing of God, we're going to have to obey God. If you look back in Deuteronomy 28, where it has the curse and the blessing, if you do what's right according to God's word, the blessing would come upon you. But if you did like the world and the people and the other tribes and the other people in the world, if they did like the other people in the world, they would have the same curse as those people. It's true with you and me. If we want the blessing, we're going to have to walk in the blessing. Obey God. Not hang out where the curse is king, but where the blessing's king. Glory to God. Consider well the path of your feet and let all, what's for the word all in the Amplified, it says all your ways be established and ordered aright. Let your ways become what God's ways are. He's not going to change to accommodate you. We change to accommodate Him. And that's where the blessing is. You can't have peace and live like the world. They're all messed up. There's hate and there's unrest and unbelief and doubt and all kind of cursing things out there in the world. But you and I have been delivered from that and we don't have to partake of it. So it says, consider well the path of your feet and let all, that's a big word, all your ways be established and ordered aright. Verse 27 says, turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. That leaves no wiggle room, so to speak. Turn aside let's see, where, turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Don't go over here, don't go over there if it's not right. Remove your foot from evil. Now, is that plain enough? Remove your foot from evil. Well, normally where your foot goes, your body goes. So that's saying get out of there and quit hanging out in places where they don't honor God and they're going down the wrong path. You've been born again. If you haven't, you just make Jesus the Lord of your life and receive Him and start over again. Yeah, you can get out of it. You say, yeah, but you don't know what I did. I know people that are on death row. Lovely people. Fine people. Why are they on death row? Because they murdered somebody. And some of them multiple times murdered people. And now they're lovely. They're wonderful. They love the Word. How could that be? They were born again. Glory to God. Now they love God. They're having to suffer for what they did in the body, but they're not suffering in their spirit. They're born again. I'm telling you, the new birth changes everything. I'll be right back.
Living well and stepping up to the good life is part of God's plan for you. He wants you to experience a meaningful life and enjoy wholeness, health, and blessings every day. Experience God's best with this 3-pack of resources included in the God Wants You Well package. Start your journey to wholeness as you join Gloria Copeland on an intensive study through God's Word. God Wants You Well. Her 2-CD teaching reveals the Heavenly Father's heart towards healing and how you can be vibrant, enjoy your life, and fulfill God's purpose for you. Her mini book, Steps to the Good Life, shows you how to live long, strong, and in the fullness of God's blessings right here, right now. Strength and Beauty, In the Presence of the Healer, a music CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, sets the atmosphere for you to receive your healing and experience God's love for you as you take a step towards maximum health and wholeness. Now is the time for you to be well and living the good life.
Order the God Wants You Well package today at kcm.org. This new package includes the CD series God Wants You Well and the mini book 3 Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. You'll also receive a worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer, all for just $18. To order, call 800-600-7395. Or for additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, and for these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Sister Gloria, I have Adama here with me today. She said when she came into the service on Thursday night, she was having high blood pressure problems. And she started at Thursday night experiencing the fire of God in her chest. And she says since then that fire has been growing. And during healing service, it has consumed her entire body. And she knows she is healed
well,
by the stripes
you, Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I'm Adama. I'm from Africa. But I just want to thank God. While I was in Africa, I was a Muslim before. But during the war, we are having war in my country. Somebody told me about Jesus. So they gave me Gloria's book and Gloria's book in Africa. So while I came here as a refugee, 2004, so I started watching the TV. I came across Kenneth Copeland Ministry. And the Holy Spirit church me said, oh, I said this name is familiar to me. While I was in Africa, this ministry blessed me. So I called, I became a partner early this year. So I just want to thank God for your life, what this ministry is doing all over
Praise
the country.
God.
In the name of Jesus. And when I came Thursday, as soon as I entered, the fire of God started burning all over my body. Right now, I'm feeling fire all
Praise
over me.
Praise God.
So
thank
I just want
Jesus.
To thank God.
Hallelujah.
I know God has healed my blood pressure in Jesus' name.
Thank
God bless you.
Jesus. Thank you. We're so glad you're here.
I love this testimony. Adama healed of high blood pressure. Now, I know you saw this, but I'm going to read this to you. Adama, originally from Africa and now from New York, during the meeting, she was healed from symptoms of high blood pressure. Then she tells of being a Muslim in Africa and someone gave her a book by Gloria. She used this material and became a Christian. Do you think that thrills me or what? In 2004, she immigrated to the United States and started watching Christian television. She again connected with KCM and became a partner in 2010. She was so happy to be able to attend the convention and thanks God for KCM and for the ministry that we are performing all over the world, that the Lord's performing all over the world. Think about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can be a Christian. Just make Jesus the Lord of your life. Things will change for you, just like they did for Adama. That things will change in your life. Why? Because you're changed on the inside. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And He'll turn nobody down. He'll receive you. I don't care what your past is, what your experience has been. Jesus wants you. Why? He knows He can make you over again. You're not the same person. Hallelujah. If you made Jesus Lord of your life, we have a free salvation package. Or if you just don't know much about what happened for your in your salvation, well, we'll send it to you. We'll send you a brochure on how to study the Bible. Stay with us on the broadcast. You can grow up and become strong in the Lord if you'll get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Remember to get the product today, God Wants You Well package. It's His will for you to be healed. It's His will for me to be well and whole and redeemed from the curse. Part of that curse, it says every sickness and every disease is under the curse. It also, poverty is under that curse. Hallelujah. God wants you to prosper. Thank you, Jesus. So let us know. We'll send it to you. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, April 8th and 9th in the Westin Charlotte Hotel. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.